And you are listening to WKAR, your NPR station. I'm Brooke Allen, and we are starting our Monday morning with the mayor segment again. This is our second time, and our mayor this morning is Tammy Gilroy, and I'm so excited to have you here. You are the mayor of Williamston, and I've been to Williamston many times. I live in Fowlerville, so I pass through there. And so, Mayor, tell me a little bit about yourself. How long have you been the mayor of Williamston?
All right. So I grew up in Williamston. It's been my home my entire life. And I've been the mayor since last December of 2016 when my fellow council members voted me unanimously into the position.
And you say that Williamston is in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm fourth generation living there in Williamston. And the funny story is that my great-grandparents and grandparents lived across the street from each other, and I live five houses away from my mom and dad. So you just cannot take the girl out of the city.
So you are actually the epitome of public servant because you're not only the mayor of Williamston, you wear a couple different hats.
I do. So my husband calls it my midlife crisis, but 4 years ago I became a reserve officer for the Williamston Police Department. And came home and said, "Hey, honey, what do you think about this opportunity?" And he said, "Okay, sure, let's go ahead." And then it just kind of unfolded from there. I got involved with city government by being seated on the Economic Development Corporation 5 years ago. And the funny story is there was an article in the Williamson Enterprise that they didn't have enough names to fill the ballot for the general election in November of 2013. So with 2 weeks prior to the election, I made flyers, I went door to door, and I ended up coming in second in the write-in candidacy, but didn't win. But that's when I launched my full-on campaign for 2015 for city council.
And so it began.
It began.
What do you want to do next after mayor?
You know, I think I'm pretty content with that because, again, I'm a city girl. I love Williamston. It's a generational community. There are families that have been there for five, six generations. If you go down our city streets or out through our rural community, there are names of our families that have grown up and raised their families there on those city street signs. So it's pretty cool with that respect.
And Williamston has a new water tower or a beautifully painted water tower?
It is a brand new painted water tower, and that just happened this past spring. We decided it was time to give it a facelift. So our city engineer, Scott DeVries, worked with an architectural group, came up with a fantastic color scheme. It ties in our Williamston logo, which is our W, with the winding river for the Red Cedar River that flows through Williamston. And then also green and white because those are our school colors and also the colors of MSU, so you can't go wrong with that. But you can see it from the highway. You can see it from wherever you're at in town. And one of the really great things about our new paint scheme is that we added to it the tagline, "Welcome Home." And because, like I said earlier, we're a generational community. We have families that have moved away and come back, or kids that graduated from Emmett or from Williamston and then moved back and raised their families there. So "Welcome Home" really has a significant meaning to our community. And I think it looks great. So anybody that drives by or comes into Williamston, when you see that, it's pretty exciting.
And you can see it from I-96.
You can see it from I-96. Yeah, it's awesome, to be very frank.
So you mentioned a council member, Kent Hall.
Yes.
And he had something to do with the water tower or with the saying "Welcome Home"?
Well, the "Welcome Home" saying, Kent Hall, who's one of my fellow council members, is also a Vietnam vet. And so, you know, when he shares his stories and when he goes out and speaks publicly, one of the things that he always recognizes is when those servicemen were coming home from Vietnam, from their tour of duties, they were always greeted with "Welcome Home." When they see each other today at different events, those veterans, they still greet each other, "Welcome Home." So it has that significance as well. And I think it's perfect that we have tied that into our community because with our community, you know, we want you to live there. We want you to play there. We want you to stay there. So it's just a great tie-in. And Kent does so much for our veterans around our community and throughout the state. And he's just a really neat man. If you ever get a chance to meet him, sit down, talk to him. He's dynamic.
And he actually is speaking at the Capitol.
Yes, actually tomorrow morning, the Capitol event is the Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Awareness Day, and that's going to be on the grounds of the Capitol. And what they're doing is they've kind of changed it from post-traumatic stress injury to PTSI, which is Post-Traumatic Stress Injury Awareness Day. So instead of PTSD, I'm sorry, disorder, they've changed it to awareness because whether you served in the military or whether you're a first responder, such as myself being in a reserve officer position, you can have post-traumatic stress from any type of situation. It doesn't always have to be from a military service-related event. So the event's tomorrow morning at the Capitol. Kent will actually, I believe, be speaking, and he's also our Vice President of Honor for All. And he's got a great initiative going on in Williamston right now to revitalize one of our parks and create that into a space for people that may be suffering from PTSI, where they can go or just kind of sit and meditate. And the plans that he has for it are amazing. And what's also great is that he's trying to do this 100% funded, either through donations or grants, so that it's at no cost to the residents of the community, but the residents of the community and some surrounding areas will be able to come and enjoy it.
And how many residents are in Williamston?
We approximately have about 3,800 to 4,000. So
it's a small community.
Small community, but very lively, very full of life.
So speaking of full of life and lively, how many restaurants?
Oh, that's such a great
Williamston
question,
Brooke,
our restaurants are amazing because they're all unique in their own respect. There's not anything that's franchised. We have Red Cedar Grill. We have Tavern 109. We have Gracie's Bistro, which was recently earlier this year, or I believe maybe the end of last year, purchased by Nick, who owns Soup Spoon in Lansing. So we have a lot of different, you know, varieties of food. And what's great is that they're all unique in their own respect. And people come from all over to dine in Williamston. And we have, you know, pub-style food. We have fine dining food. It's just amazing.
And you also have the Williamston Theater.
Yes, we do. So that's always a great draw for our community. And we actually had the Williamston Theater director come to one of our council meetings and just kind of present some information. And 70 to 80% of their patrons that come to the theater live outside of Williamston. So we have so many neat things that bring people into our town. It's amazing.
So a lot going on,
yes.
And you really are all over the community.
Right, we are. And what's great about a lot of things that happen in Williamston, because of social media now, you can find everything on Facebook, basically. All of our different service organizations, like Kiwanis or the Williamston Food Bank or the Band Shell Series, they all have Facebook pages. And I do share those pages on my Williamston Mayor page. So if you're ever looking for something to do in Williamston, it's very easy to find that out because of technology that we have today.
So what is one thing, if you could improve about Williamston, would you?
That's a tough question because I think we have such diversity with our retail, our service. I would love to continue to improve on our downtown. One of the really great things that's happening in Williamston is our old community center was sold, which was a city property, but sold to Tim and Tracy Bass. It's now called the Commons. It's over by our football field. You can see it when you come in off the highway. They just had their grand opening, and it's a mixed-use building with retail, with a training center. They're going to, in their second phase, do a business incubator. There's going to be an event center that you can rent out. It's right next to the football field, so, you know, you can shop, go to watch a game. But without them coming in and buying that building from the city, that building probably would not have been there much longer. It also houses the Capillary District Library and the Williamston Senior Center.
So a lot going on.
A lot going on.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much for joining me again. It's Monday morning with the mayor, and our mayor this morning has been Tammy Gilroy. She is the mayor of Williamston. And again, thank you so much for being here with us. Anyone driving by Williamston can look up and see the Welcome Home Tower.
Great.
Thank you so much.